You're listening to Teach Me the Bible podcast. Our mission is to help the people of God understand the Word of God. Join us each Monday and Thursday for new episode releases. Listen to our full library of content at teachmethebible.com or by downloading the Teach Me the Bible app from any app store. You're listening to Teach Me the Bible podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to our Genesis series. Thanks for joining us yet again. Today, we are picking up in chapter 20 with Abraham. We've been learning about Abraham's role among the nations and his role in interceding for the righteous. We saw that last week as he interceded for Lot, who was down in Sodom. And today, we kind of mentioned at the end of last episode that Abraham's still in process of figuring this stuff out. You think he's making progress, he's interceding for the righteous, good things are happening, and today we're going to see he still hasn't got it quite figured out, but he's still learning. So we're going to kind of look at this scene as he's continuing to interact with the kings, the Gentile nations, and repeats some of the same mistakes from his past. And so if you want to pick us up in chapter 20.
Yeah. Yep. So last time, the last scene ends with the creation of the nations of Moab and Ammon. That's the couple things going on there. Last time that Abraham intercedes for the righteous, he's learning his priestly function. Mm-hmm. Then the scene continues with Lot. Lot's drunk. The two daughters sleep with Lot two successive nights, and they have children, and that sets up the nations. And then the scene kind of turns back over. The camera turns back over and says, "Well, what's Abram doing?" So the story continues, and Abram journeyed from there to the land of the Negev. And whenever you see this journeying, going to the Negev. You know, it's like it just summons all of this chapter 13 stuff. You know, he's heading down to the south, and he settled between Kadesh and Shur, and so then he sojourned in Gerar. And Abram said to Sarah, his wife, "She is my sister." So Abimelech, the king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. So we're going, oh gosh, here we go again. Same thing. He's selling off his wife as his sister. Now, remember, back in chapter 16, they have the plan to have a child. Mm-hmm. With Sarah and Abraham do, and the plan is with Hagar,
right?
And Ishmael comes out of that, and then Abram at that time, going to become Abraham, is pleading the case for Ishmael, and the Lord says no, but Sarah is going to bear a child.
Yeah.
And so that's chapter 17. Of course, he's going to laugh, and it's going to be continued in chapter 18. Has that sunk in for Abram? No, he's selling his wife off as his sister again. And so Abimelech the king sent and took her. But God came to Abimelech in a vision or in a dream at night and said to him, "Behold, you're a dead man because of the woman that you have taken, for she is married." A promise to Abraham is a promise to Sarah, a promise to Isaac, is a promise to Rebecca, and so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. You know, Genesis 2:24, one man, one woman, one flesh. And now Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, "Lord, will you slay a nation, even blameless, even righteous?" It's the word righteous. It's the same thing. No, wait, you know, so it's a direct contrast to what's happened in the, you know, in Sodom and Gomorrah. They're wicked. But the king here, he's just like, well, wait a second. You know, I'm just operating on what this man told me. "Did he himself not say to me, 'She is my sister'? And she herself said, 'He is my brother.' In the integrity of my heart, in the innocence of my hands, I've done this." And the Lord said to him in a dream, "Yes, I know that the integrity of your heart, you have done this. And I've also kept you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch her." So, restore the man's wife, for he's a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you will live. Again, you're seeing the intercession of Abraham. And so what's interesting, there's several things interesting here, is that Abraham is fearing the king, the man. He should be fearing the Lord. The king fears the Lord. Abraham has to intercede in between the Lord and the king. And you just go, man, this is making sense. Mm-hmm. He will pray for you, but if you do not restore her, know for sure that you will die, you and all that is yours. So Abimelech arose early in the morning and called all of his servants and told all of them in his hearing. All the men greatly feared, and Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, what have you done to us, and how have I sinned against you, that you have brought upon me and upon my kingdom this great sin? You have done to me things that ought not to be done. And Abimelech said to Abraham, what have you encountered, and what is this thing you've done? And Abraham said, because I thought that there's no fear of God in this place. Here's the irony. The fear of the Lord problem or the fear of God problem isn't with Abimelech. It's with Abraham. Right. He's the one.
He's fearing man.
Yeah. And they would kill me because of my wife. Again, more irony. The only hope in this story for life and life eternal is through his wife, just as it was back in Adam and Eve, right? And we're going to see this all the way through the story, this great irony of this appeal towards the protection of temporal life, when actually the story, the plot's looking for eternal life. And so he's the carrier of the promise. I mean, basically, Abraham and Sarah are bulletproof until they have this child.
Right.
The
Lord's going to keep his word. He said it. It's going to happen.
Besides, she's actually is my sister, and the father, the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she's become my wife. And it came about when God caused me to wander from my father's house, and I said to her, this is the kindness that I will show to me. Everywhere I go, you're to say he is my brother. There's so much wrong with what he's saying right now. And Abimelech then took sheep and oxen and male and female servants and gave them to Abram, and he restored his wife to Sarah to him. And Abimelech said, behold, my land is before you. Settle wherever you please. And to Sarah he said, behold, I have given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, it is your vindication before all who are with you, before all the men that you are cleared. And so Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maids, and they brought forth children. And so the Lord had closed fast all the wombs of the household of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abram's wife. And so we're just continuing to see this promise. Now, if you're the reader, if you're Israel, what are you supposed to do with this? Well, you fear the Lord. You don't fear the nations. You are to intercede for the nations, and you're the carrier of the promise. And so there's just so much here in this chapter that is really playing out. This whole section from chapter 18 all the way through chapter 20, the reader, and remember the original reader would have been Israel taking the land. Their job was to be the kingdom of priests, a holy nation, and we're going to get to that later in the story, right? But this is all kind of the backstory so the book of Genesis isn't the end of the story. Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy.
Written to that generation in the wilderness, going into the land.
Yep.
So you always have to keep that audience on the forefront of your mind while you're reading this.
Yeah, because otherwise you're like, well, what do we care about Ammon and Moab and whatever? It doesn't, how does that apply to our lives? Well, it's not the point. It's how does it apply to the original reader, to the original audience? And so, basically you could summarize it this way. Moses is there with these people and says, okay, here's what you need to know. Here's everything you need to know to function as you're supposed to in the nation, in the land that you're going to possess. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the earth was formless and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw light was good. And he starts to tell the story. And he's telling the story to these people so that they will know who they are, why they exist as a people, because they were to be a kingdom of priests and the promised Messiah was coming through them. Mm-hmm. Where they were going, they're going to the land of promise because
that's Canaan,
what they were supposed to do when they get there. And so all of these details are being included for the original reader. Now, it's important for us to recognize all of this because we are essentially the nations, in the Lot story. the Sodom and Gomorrah story, in the Abimelech story, we are the nation's part that are being blessed through the promises to Abraham, mm-hmm. right? And so it's really important that we keep mm-hmm. all of this this straight. Next time, the birth that was promised in chapters 17 and 18 to Abraham and Sarah is going to come to pass, mm-hmm. and we're going to learn more about how that's going to go down. Yep. And so the only begotten or the only son of Abraham and Sarah is going to be born. And in chapter 22, then the Lord is going to mm-hmm. tell Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. And we're going to work through that one. And the story is going to continue. Right? Yeah. And so we're going to watch in these coming chapters, chapter 21, 22, 3, all the way into chapter 26 and 27, you're going to see this promise that was given to Abraham transition to his son Isaac, mm-hmm. who is single and needs a wife, and they're going to have a son and mm-hmm. have two sons,
yeah.
And one of them is going to be the carrier of the promise. and so we're just tracking the promise yeah. through these generations. And yeah. and you know, heads up, what we're going to see over and over and over is the same sins. The same things that the, I don't want to say this, the sins of the father, because right. you know that gets in all this. Well, the sins of the father,
theological discussion.
What the storyteller is doing is that, do you see what they're doing? They're doing the same thing.
Yeah,
they're making the same mistakes over and over and over. So you, Israel, as the reader,
don't do
this. Mm-hmm. Don't do this. Fear the Lord. Don't fear the nations.
Yeah.
Operate as a kingdom of priests, a blessing mm-hmm. to the nations. And of course, yeah. just as Abraham and Isaac and Jacob were hard-hearted and rebellious and wouldn't do it, you're going to see the same thing in Israel.
Israel.
And so the story is just going to
yep.
continue right along. Yeah. And so that's what we've got coming. But just want to jump out in yeah. front and say, you know, this is kind of where we're heading in
yeah.
this story.
One of the things that strikes me about this scene is, this is obvious, but Abraham is a prophet of the Lord because of the Lord's choosing of yep. him. Not because, again, we emphasized this last week, not because of anything he's done. In fact,
right.
this scene is such a big reminder of that, because he's over here trying to pass his wife off as a sister.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord's saying to Abimelech, go to Abraham and he'll pray for you. The righteous yeah. one will pray for you and you will be restored. And he's over here doing this horrible thing to Abimelech.
Absolutely.
But he's the prophet of the Lord. He's yep. the one chosen. He's the one who's carrying the promise forward. And that's all that matters
yes.
in the story.
Yeah. And yeah. yeah. And it reminds me, you're exactly right. It reminds me of the big scene that's coming in the book of Numbers and, mm-hmm. and with this prophet that wants to curse Israel and
right.
and Israel deserve. You're looking down there and like, yeah, they deserve it. You know, they're acting.
Yeah,
it's just as evil as they can be. Mm-hmm. But the Lord has determined to bless Abraham
mm-hmm.
To carry out His promises to Abraham. And you're going to see this all the way through the story. Let me jump forward and then we'll close with this all the way to Romans. Mm-hmm. There's this these verses in Romans that are really interesting. Paul is explaining that Israel, at least part of Israel, has rejected the gospel and rejected the Christ, and, mm-hmm. and he's telling the Gentiles what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. So from the standpoint of the gospel, Israel, this is in 11:28, they are enemies for y'all's sake. But from the standpoint of God's choice, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers.
Yeah.
For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. How many times in the Old Testament do you read, on account of the promises to Abraham and Isaac and to Jacob, right? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Asia.
Lest you think it's because of you.
Yeah, that's right. It's because of the Lord set his affection. Yeah. Deuteronomy chapter 10, another great passage that I love. It's yet on your fathers. This is Moses talking to Israel again. This is the summation of the story. Yet on your fathers did the Lord set his affection to love them and chose their seed after them, mm-hmm. even you above all the peoples, as it is to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord chose Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and he's going to keep his promises to them.
Yeah.
Period.
Period. Yeah.
Period. And so that's comforting.
Yeah. We're going to see that all through the story. That's who the Lord is.
Yep.
And that's part of what is being revealed in this story. And so, that's good. Well, awesome. Well, thank you for walking us through that scene. Like we said, we're going to pick up in chapter 21, and we're going to start walking toward the end of Abraham's story and into the beginning of Isaac's. And so,
absolutely.
Which, as we said, is a lot of the same story.
Same story. Tracking the same promise.
That's right. So we'll see you next week for chapter 21.
For more resources, visit teachmethebible.com or download our app from any app store. You can partner with Teach Me the Bible in helping the people of God understand the Word of God by subscribing and sharing with others. Thank you for listening to Teach Me the Bible podcast.